the only station that really rocks, 98.5, 98 Rock, AC/DC, Hell's Bells. People still recovering from the AC/DC show happening over at Arco Arena. That was a good time. And of course, a week and a half later, we got the guys from Megadeth coming in to do Megadeth Monday. I would like to welcome to the airwaves of 98 Rock an old friend, Mr. Dave Mustaine, who's been there a couple of times before, and David Ellison for coming by. Thank you for coming to Sacramento today.
You're welcome.
You guys are doing the record release party tonight at the super secret location.
Right.
So that people don't show up without passes, is what we're trying to do.
So secret, I don't even know where it is.
You really know?
No.
Nice. So tell us why you're doing this.
Well, it's time for a new Megadeth record.
Mm-hmm.
And we went around and came up by the station a couple months ago before Al Pichelli and I went over to Europe.
Mm-hmm.
And we met with Curtis and Pat and played him some of the new stuff. And we said to some of the stations that were really, really good friends of ours, we were going to do this private thing for them where we're going to play the record for some people and then do an acoustic little performance, and then after that we would mingle and do like a little meet and greet thing. And when you first hear Megadeth acoustic, you know what comes to mind obviously is like Satanic Esteban or something like that, you know, or something really horrible. And it's kind of right in the middle, you know. It's like a little different from what Megadeth's used to, but it isn't quite, you know, like Satanic Esteban.
Now, how tough would it be? Now, what songs are you going to do, like when you do your acoustic thing?
That's a secret.
Oh,
and
really?
I can tell you what songs we're not going to do.
What songs are you not going to do?
A lot of them.
Okay.
Most of them, actually.
Yeah.
We're going to play some new ones. We're going to play two new ones?
Two, yes.
No, three new ones.
Does Black Friday translate acoustically?
It does the beginning part, but then the fast part at the end, you'd have to do air acoustic guitar.
That doesn't work for you? So now, this is the third show. You're doing like a bunch of radio stations, like you mentioned.
Not a bunch, only 16.
16?
We're really being selective.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And well, was the first one was so what, down in Long Beach?
KUPD.
Phoenix.
Yeah. Phoenix, yeah.
You went to Phoenix. How is Phoenix these days?
These dives.
Very hot.
Freud?
That's okay. Phoenix isn't the dive. It's actually the team's diving, but
yeah, we're pissing all over the Suns today, by the way.
That's good. I hope you guys cream them. I hate basketball.
Do you really?
Yeah, I do.
Nice.
For the metal fans here, if the station here, 98 Rock, had a mirrored station, it probably would be closest to KUPD in Phoenix because Cujo was one of the executives over at KUPD before he came out here.
Oh, yeah?
So there's a really great feeling coming here. It's almost like we're home. You know, when we go to the station back in Phoenix, it's got a great homey kind of feeling, you know, like a family thing. And when we come here, it feels really good being here.
Oh, excellent. Now, we make this clear, very clear. This is not the Megadeth show. This is the Megadeth release party. And then you guys will do the tour thing and come back and do the full-blown Marshall amplifiers and everything up to 11, right?
Right,
in September.
In September?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know who you're playing with? Who the tour is going to be with?
Him.
Oh, yeah,
we'll be there. Yeah. We're just taking a look at everything right now. I mean, obviously, it's a few months out, so we're just taking a look at all that and putting all that together. Actually, the first official day of our world tour is actually over in England with the band we just heard there, AC/DC.
Really?
Yeah.
You guys
doing? That's first part of June. So we're going to do all the international touring first. So we'll be warmed up and ready to roll by the time we get back here to the U.S.
All right. Now, what's the site here? Pat Martin was talking about last week about you had been quoted in saying that if this Megadeth record doesn't work, you're calling it quits.
Well, I said that when we were with Capitol.
Yeah.
And the trend with Capitol, after Countdown to Extinction, Youth came out, it was a little bit less, and Cryptic came out, it was a little bit less, and Risk came out, it was a little bit less, and the bar graph in Dave's world says that if Capitol puts out another record, it's going to be pretty crappy, and that's why I said that, because you know, we didn't really know if we were going to, you know, continue, if we were going to be able to get off the label or whatever. But you know, we gave them the record, kept our commitment, fulfilled our contract, and we said, hey, you know what, we want to leave, just give us our record back and we'll go. And they did. We made a negotiation, we left, we're with Sanctuary, and I find it really, really incomprehensible that Sanctuary is not going to be able to beat Capitol's last record.
Sweet. So you got, now this is, you're in control of everything now, right?
Well, we've surrounded ourselves with some really top-notch professional people like Steve Wood and Larry Mace are our managers, and we've got great new business management, we've got a great touring staff. Record label's really, really happening.
Sweet. We're very, very happy to have you guys back. The World Needs a Hero will be in stores May 15th.
Yep.
Right. May 15th is the
date. Unless people are listening on the internet and they're hearing this out of America. It's
really?
May 14th outside of America, May 12th in Japan.
Really?
Yes.
Different packaging outside America? bonus tracks or any of that stuff?
Only in Japan. But that actual version is going to be available for purchase, the imported version, through our website.
Oh, excellent. And that website is still?
Megadeth.com.
Okay. I thought it was MegadethArizona.com.
No, that was Capitol's site, and they're burning that down, and they're sending, redirecting all the traffic over to the official band site. That was a great site, and the person who ran it, Robin Bechtel, was a really terrific woman, and she's still with Capitol. I think that somebody somewhere needs to poach her because she's brilliant.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much for coming by. Now, people that have passes for tonight, you guys are going to be doing a signing afterwards after you get off stage?
Right, yes.
All right, so they can bring in their stuff and they can get it signed. Is there a limit on how many things you'll sign?
Well, it depends. If you're standing next to me and I'm next to our manager, he's going to say one thing.
Okay.
And if you're standing out in the parking lot or something like that, you'll probably get a couple more things signed because, you know, there's a lot of people. We usually don't hang out after concerts and do stuff like that.
All right, excellent. So now we're going
to try our best to make everybody feel really comfortable and let them know how much we appreciate them coming and being part of this intimate experience.
All right, well then, thank you very much, David Ellison, David Mustaine, for coming by. And The World Needs a Hero will be out on May 15th tonight. Super secret location. So secret, I'm not telling you.